beautiful souls, it's me, Brittany Britt 4.0 Harden, and I wanted to test a theory. I was listening to Lewis Howes' webinar that he shared out this week, and one of the things that he said was, in order to be successful, start with things that put you in your zone of genius. And for me, when I think about what makes me comfortable and what makes me feel relaxed when I am sharing my story and telling who I am, it's definitely being on a podcast. I am able to communicate and converse and be grounded without having to feel insecure or self-conscious about things like a camera being in my face and getting, you know, my physical features. So the thing that I wanted to talk about today was a project idea that I have, and I wanted to discuss my why for the project and something that I'm doing in order to support bringing the project to reality. First things first, I want to say that, you know, my financial history is not perfect. I was once a young girl who had no direction, and the relationships that I've ruined and the choices I've made in my financial life have not been great. I haven't always been great with money. And I feel uncomfortable saying that, but it's the truth. And I want to lead by taking responsibility and acknowledging that part of my story. Now, the second thing I want to say is, like, I don't want to be the person who dies begging for a bagel or, like, quits in the middle of her marathon because of what she's done. I don't want to spend my whole life looking back at what I've been. I instead want to move forward, not making those same choices and being a better person. And so, full transparency, I recognize that, like, karmically, it hasn't always been the best for me when it comes to earning income. And in ways, I've been punishing myself because of the choices I made in the past. But I have a vision, and that vision is to start a documentary called A Delicious Life Project Experiment. And the idea of the documentary is that life should be as good, if not better, than the food on my plate. Now, my story is that I have had a struggle with my weight for as long as I can remember. And it wasn't until recently, when I was in conversation with someone, that I realized it's never been about what I was eating. It was about what was eating me. And after that conversation, I decided that I wanted to choose to have a delicious life. And in choosing to do so, I knew that it would take me investing in myself. So since I've been on this course and this journey of deciding to have a delicious life, I found someone who's willing to record my journey from my iPhone XR, and they're charging me $20 per recording plus a meal. Also, I am going to be traveling on this documentary journey and showing what it feels like to get out of my comfort zone and to get into other experiences. It feels overwhelming. I have set out into the universe a desire and an intention, and I have no idea how I'm going to make it happen. And so what I've done is I've created a GoFundMe account, and I've asked people who lead with me and who support my journey to donate $1 to the GoFundMe account as a means of helping to support the Delicious Life Project experiment. I've also been looking to get a better job. A job, I'm learning, is just a tool. It's a means of, you know, creating opportunities and experiences that wouldn't otherwise be had if I didn't have the job. And so a part of my Delicious Life experiment is to see what happens when I truly value myself enough to get into positions that really help me to support my life and to go do the things that bring me joy. Not that I want to work a job my whole life, but I'm learning that jobs can be useful. So this isn't about me just asking people to support my dream. It's about partnering with people to create an experience that I believe won't just help me, but will add values to the lives of people who are like me. I'm talking about women of color, queer women, fat women, women who struggle with mental health, all of these things that I've experienced in my life that have brought me to this place in my life. And so I really am choosing to make a different path and to do something that I haven't done before so that I can get results that I have never experienced. And I don't want to do it alone. Even if I could do it alone, I wouldn't want to, because the whole point of a delicious life experiment is to connect to my community and to partner with my community around becoming more vulnerable and being seen. In my experience, I think that I have in ways before shared my journey in my life, but it's been in a way that wasn't powerful. It was just me kind of teetering out my business with no filter or no purpose. And the purpose of the Delicious Life Project experiment is to give purpose to my journey and to share my story and my why. My vision is to help so many women and girls across the planet to realize that we are all unique and special, and we all deserve to leave our unique, authentic fingerprint on the world. And guys, I'm not lying to you. I want it so bad I can taste it. I can breathe it to be in my vision. And I realized that in order to walk a path that feels righteous, I'm going to have to clean up the mess that I've made prior to, and to rectify what past me did, by also, you know, like present me making better choices for future me. So it's a whole conundrum going on and a whole bunch of things happening all at once. And it does feel daunting, but I know it's not impossible. I know there are people who've been through things that are experiences, I don't want to say better or worse, but that are their own unique story, and they either chose to surmount those obstacles or not to. And so here I am, sitting in my zone of genius, which is conversing and sharing out and being truthful and honest about what's happening, and hoping that it will bring more joy and more value to others than, you know, like sending out random emails to all of my community hoping someone will donate $1 to my campaign, but really actually getting clear on the purpose and the why of, you know, I'm doing these things. Why am I doing it? So I hope that this brought more clarity. I hope that it definitely bridges more connection between us, my listeners, and myself. And I look forward to connecting again soon. And the last thing I'll say is just remember to be in your truth and your authenticity. And as Lewis Howes said, what brings you your highest, you know, like creative energy, your highest peak, what makes you feel more comfortable and relaxed and able to create. And don't stop doing that because of anyone. Because the only person that can stop you from creating your truth is you. And the only person who can stop me is me. So grateful to be able to have a voice to share and ears to hear myself speak, a brain to process my thoughts, a body that's still able to get up and move, and a dream that gives me a reason to wake up in the morning. Be well, beautiful souls, and thank you for listening.